Busy week? Anyone? Catching your breath? Feel like you're catching your breath now? Some of you might just need a nap. So just now's the time. Just take that nap because, you know, sermon naps are the best. I know. No, wait. A week like this with so many things. Cindy, you said you were going to like 92 worship services this week. But something that, no, I'm exaggerating. But so many things going on in a particular week can leave you exasperated, like, oh, there's too much. Sometimes that's what pastors feel like during Easter week because there is just so much going on. And then there's another kind of exasperated, like, I've told you to clean your room 40 billion times. I'm exaggerating again, but have you ever told your children, if you have children, to clean their room 40 billion times and it's still not clean? Yes? If you're the child of someone and still in the child age, have you ever been exasperated because you seem like you're banging your head against a wall, telling people to do something or asking a group or whatever to do this, and they just don't seem to get it? They won't do it. Yes? Can I get an amen? You felt it? Jaden, you felt it, haven't you? Jesus must have wondered, how many times do I have to communicate this before they're going to get it? See, throughout Jesus' ministry, he had been preaching about love and peace and care and valuing all of God's children and more love. That was, his message was all through that, woven through that. And it seems he kept seeing hate and war, indifference, exploitation, and more hate. Look, even in this passage that's all about love today, there is some real hate reserved for Judas. You know, it's, oh, well, the devil had gone into him, and Jesus said, not all of you are clean. The Gospel of John, John hates Judas. The rest of the Gospels are a little more kind, but, oh, man, in John, it's like, he was a thief, he was awful. John hates Judas. That Jesus, he tried to show what it meant to serve each other, where no one is more important and everyone pays attention to everyone. That's really central to Jesus' message. And I wonder if when he said at the end of this reading tonight, I give you a new commandment that you love one another, that he was making an exasperated, don't you get it? It'd be sort of like this. All right, I give you a new commandment. Love one another. Not that I haven't said it a billion times, except a billion probably hadn't been invented yet. But can imagine that he might have been thinking that. We who claim to follow Jesus are still spreading too much hate, war, indifference, exploitation, and more hate. And maybe Jesus is wondering out loud, will my disciples ever get it? Perhaps you're wondering. You went right through this part about the foot washing, and I've preached about the foot washing before, and you notice there's no basin here. I do get that in many Protestant churches, it feels a little icky. Do we have to do that? Could we not do the foot washing? Would that be okay? I think every time I've brought it up to the deacons look at me and go like, we could try that. Could we not? The foot washing stuff takes up most of the reading. Although I think that this explanation or that this event, it was another way for a likely exasperated Jesus to try to communicate that his agenda, his mission, the one thing that he really wanted to communicate to the disciples and to anyone else was about love. I know it's icky to have your feet be washed, but see, it was Passover. At the beginning of a Passover meal, all present would take part in a ceremonial hand washing. That's just one of the things that you do during the beginning of the Passover meal. One person brings around water and a towel, all dip their hands into the water, and then they dry them off. Then they're prepared for the meal to come. So imagine that happening. While that was happening, Jesus gets an idea. I don't know if he had it all planned out, how he was going to do it. He had to have a basin, but maybe he came up with this at some Passover. Maybe it was just this night. I can teach these disciples about service to God and to one another in a way that reminds them of this hand washing. But this time I'll wash their feet, just like a servant does to those who enter the house. It'll be at a different time, but I think that they'll connect it. They'll connect it with this meal. And Peter didn't get it right away, because Peter is really good at not getting it. Well, all the disciples are really good at not getting it. But after Jesus explained. So Peter not only understood then, well, at least a little, but he wanted the full treatment. So Jesus was like, well, no, you have to do this. I've got to explain it. And Peter's like, well, okay, then my head, everything. And I can imagine Jesus' response, probably not so exasperated. This one might be a little, with a little chuckle. It's like, hold on there, Rocky. It'll be fine. Really, you just need the feet. You get what I'm trying to teach you. I want you to serve each other in the same way and with the same attitude that I am serving you. Be humble and treat all with respect. That's what Jesus was communicating to the disciples then, in something that was familiar but very different. Familiar in that it was being washed. And when you entered into a house, your feet would be washed, or you would wash your feet. But he put it in this meal. I know Jesus also had a small comment about Judas. Not all of you are clean. Judas was going to betray him. But Jesus doesn't say really hateful things so much. Even as much as the writer of John hates Judas, doesn't make Jesus ever utter nastiness in that way. Jesus is the one who we have seen time and time again be filled with forgiveness. He had forgiveness just oozing out of him. And then at the end of the foot washing, the Passover meal, and after Judas left, Jesus issued the new commandment. And it wasn't new at all. So it gets me. I give you a new commandment, yet this commandment had been going on since long before Jesus. The people got it. That's why I think that maybe Jesus was exasperated. He gave a new commandment as if, new, yeah, you know this. Jesus really wanted the disciples to get this thing above anything else. Love one another. I mean, in a nutshell, Jesus wanted that to come across. So as we share communion tonight, and as we remember and celebrate over these next days, and even in the coming weeks, months, and years, let's remember that one thing. Maybe you've heard it enough that it's the first thing you think of every day. This thing about God and love going together, and Jesus saying, love God and love everyone. In the Old Testament, it's there. And just love one another, just even more concise, right there, love one another. Maybe you've heard it so many times you're tired of hearing it, because I know that anytime I say, what are the two rules? I love that you can repeat them. I know living them for all of us is harder, but I love that you can repeat them just like that. What are the two rules? Yes. Everything hangs on this. It's even written in the Bible that way, and this is so connected to it. This love one another is the motivation Jesus wanted the disciples to have. It's the motivation Jesus wants all of us to have. It was then and still continues to be an old commandment. And Jesus said it again. Love one another. Jesus wanted the disciples to remember it, to internalize it, to live it. And I know that Jesus wants us to remember it, to internalize it, to live it. Love one another. A new commandment. Amen.